السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا حسن ابن علي المجتبى، السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. Have you ever felt overcome by the constant waves of difficulty and hardship? Or have you ever felt like you're in a deep, dark well and there is no way to get out? Or perhaps you have felt that the grief is so intense that you will cry for an eternity. Or perhaps you're tired of living a life full of denial, dying to live a pure life once again. Are you searching for a savior? Are you looking for a miracle on the horizon? Are you yearning for the soft, cool, refreshing breeze of peace and tranquility? Before we answer our questions, I humbly remind you of the journey of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which started in the city of Medina, the holy city of the Messenger of Allah. And this journey of Imam Hussein alayhi salam continued to the city of Allah, the city of Mecca. And in order to prevent the shedding of his pure blood upon the lands of Mecca, the city of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeded towards the city of Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which were written to him, inviting him to the city of Kufa. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and his companions were prevented from going to the city of Kufa, and they were laid siege upon in the land of Karbala. But before leaving the city of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited a beautiful supplication. He recited a beautiful dua, a dua by the name of Dua-e Arafah. And he recited this dua on the plains of Arafah and on the day of Arafah. The answers to our questions can be found in its excerpts. O he who directed the caravan towards Joseph in the wasteland, took him out of the pit and made him a king after enslavement. O he who returned Joseph to Jacob after Jacob's eyes became white on account of grief, and this too while Jacob repressed his grief. O he who removed the distress and the misfortunes of Job. O he who withheld the hands of Abraham when he was slaying his son after his old age and towards the termination of his life. O he who responded to Zechariah and granted him John, thus not leaving Zechariah alone and lonely. O he who took Jonah out from the belly of the whale. O he who cleft the sea for the children of Israel, so Allah saved them and made Pharaoh and his army from among the drowned. O he who sent the winds bearing good news before his mercy. O he who has no hastiness on his creatures who disobey him. O he who saved the sorcerers after their long denial, and after they had lived a life in his bounty, eating from his sustenance, but serving someone else other than him, acting in opposition to him, antagonizing him, and denying his messengers. O he who saved the sorcerers after their long denial. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.